Fine. So we get some kind of an test. I'll have such a name, Malcolm. So the halacha is like this: the person makes a bracha. The bracha really lasts. Bracha shana really lasts forever, unless you have some type of either shini makim or you have some type of hesagadas. I got a relative of mine used to get up in the morning and just like eat all day. There's no shini makim and no hesagadas, and technically the bracha shana lives on. Now the kibbutz of bracha achrina, that he doesn't get bracha achrina if you wait long enough in between, and could be the shir ikel. But beside bracha shana is something which beside lives on unless you go ahead and you take either Hesach Hadas or a Shini Makim. So Hesach Hadas is what we'll speak about more next week. Hesach Hadas is be like, you really like, you're finished, you're done. Real Hachata, really Shtaka, Hachas Hadas. The Sibish Shem Raviashi says, nowadays, Hesach Hadas, you know, people aren't so, not so decisive, right? Usually it's not really such a Shtaka, Hesach Hadas, not just a Shtaka, Hachas Hadas, it's not going to be a problem. Okay, but this week we're going to focus more on Shini. You could have it, you could, I'm saying, but this week we'll focus a little more on Shini Makim. So I'm going to get Shini Makim, so I guess the Mishmur gives a hakdama over there. A couple things you have to know. What's Shini Makim? Like, going from your one room in the house, going outside, going to. And then there's another shadow, which foods have Shini Makim? And also, what's the Aloha Shini Makim? Do you have to do Baruch Hashem or Bracha Achreina? So I guess we'll start. What is considered a Shini Makim? So everyone agrees, I guess, if you go, you're in your house, and then you go outside, it goes to Sarabim, so, and then you come, and then you're coming back, without getting involved with what foods, I'm saying, yet. So that would be considered a Shini Makim, and then you're going to have to go ahead and make another bracha. Like a classical case, like in a shir, let's say you're taking a tea during the shir, or whatever it is, and then you get a phone call, so you go outside. I see why brahmin is, you go outside, right? For a second, get a phone call. So then you come back in. So you did a Shini Makim, you went outside, and you're coming back in. So Kshuta desk said a Shini Makim, you went to a different shul, a different place, and that's going to be Shini Makim. And Kshuta, you have to go and make a bracha. Or you're at home and you take out the garbage. It happens all the time, right? I come home, I study, my wife goes, oh, you got to the garbage. Like, I have a brachas problem. Like, it's like a typical conversation. Just do it. Anyhow.
What's the shaila?
The question is, like, it's so important. It depends how important the garbage is.
That's what I'm saying. One has to down if
it's a bracha shini tshicha. It's like, so, if it's not really important, the garbage go out in this minute.
Yeah, that's
or if, you know, my daughter could take it out. I don't know. Like, but yeah, okay. If not, the reason why it's not so posh is like this, because the pashtus, so definitely is tamis, Mishabur is tamis, is that Shini Makim is, doesn't make a difference how long you go. Mishabur says, I feel like it's tasham, take a chasm, koimai, feel like Shini Makim, Shini Makim, even if it's a man katsum, Mishabur is a the base, that's called Shini Makim, you'll be coming right back. That's the pashtus of Mishabur. There is a chew from Rav Moshe, which says it's very not pashtut, brings in the time, okay, it says very not pashtut, and which is very not happy about that. Like, Shini Makim, mamash for like a second. You're coming out right back, and which is not so pro that. So, definitely getting yourself shunny into machlekes gedilei apaiskim.
Meaning that's the shaila, not the shaila mitzad brach shenis seichim. It's not just machlekes zermoishen and the Mishnah Berurah.
Both, I'm saying. Both. We don't like to be ma'abar brachas, right? So. So you'd have to, you don't just make a bracha. You don't make a bracha like, can I go in 3 seconds and coming back? So I'm just like, you know, take a drink, go out the garbage and take another drink, right? Just wait.
That was Rav Moshe's eitzah for a suffix, that you go outside for a second. That doesn't help so much if it, that's my
No, that's a whole different thing. That's not bracha shenit tzricha when you have a reason why you're doing it because of a bracha. So, if it's important, yeah, I'm okay. But right, you have to yourself out in that shayla. L'maisim, Mishnah Berurah, soisim, and the simis are placing definitely was he has to make another bracha, but that wasn't the same pashat. But let's go to Mishnah Berurah as well. Because you go out to the garbage, and you didn't want to have like a moisim mezainis to get the soon, you have to go out and make another bracha. You're eating something, and then you realize, oh, okay, we forgot something, so you go up to the neighbor to get evening supper. You have schnitzel and adama, and then you realize, oh, I forgot the salt. So you go upstairs, get the salt. So prosciutto, you did a shame on them, and you have to go ahead and make a bracha. Or the case of, I think, the phone call is a pretty common case. You get a phone call, and you go out, so that would be Kiddush Nimakim, and you'd have to go ahead and make a bracha. So because if you go from one rishos to different rishos, that would be considered a Shini Makim. What's not considered Shini Makim? Then we'll go to all things which are like Shani Machalikas. Shur brings down one room. I mean, it's really before Shur, but one room is not considered Shini Makim, even if it's like a very big room. You can't see it. Like the Beis Shai dining room, it's humongous, right? And you can't see it. Not that big, it's big, but where you're in a big Simcha hall, and it's like really, really big. It's like you can from one side to the other side. It's like, you're in a kalas, you're in the Dirshusim, right? So like, it's a humongous place. But the Maisef is all considered like one room. So one room, that's not considered a Shine Makim. The question is going from room to room, and which is a very common case, like you're eating supper, and then supper, after you go to the bathroom. So you went from your room to a different room, or supper, you went to the kitchen to get something, or you have to put the kids to sleep, or whatever else is going on. So the Mr. Brewer goes more with that Zabayis Echad, that's Cheder Echad. Says a filo Cheder Cheder, and Bayis Aliyah. Because the Belacha makes it how long are we? It's a big machlokes b'shainim whether telling the gear something more psachim and Daf Kafal whether chid al chid is considered shem makim and considered shem makim, and the psach mishbu is like this. He says that another halacha was saying this the other day. If you're knowing the halacha, we're not going to meicha the chid al chid is not a problem. But kapanem b'di eved v'adin tzach abracha midi tzvi l'nefka. We also look at if you can see the kamer rishon of v'adin yish tzach afachila, but if not. He says that if somebody is noigin lahakel without das, he says ain anuchis v'yodei, but fine if you're able to go ahead and see. But if you're not able to go ahead and see, then Mishavur likes you to have das. If you have das, chedel chedel would work. It's not like bais labais. Das chedel chedel would work. Therefore, Mishavur is like say, so you should have das. If you don't have das, but the other you want to make a bracha, fried v'yachodos mokayme, then you can make a because of chibi das. Or raise makayme. Now this is something which happens every single night, probably when we're eating, no? The place can say Shelev, and let's say that something which you ruggle to do that goes into das. So this is like the normal thing you do. Like when a person knows and he goes most of the day, usually has to go to the bathroom. Or he's like the way he's eating it's really or the wife, right? She eats, gets up, she goes in, she goes to the kitchen, but that's a normal ruggle thing to do. That is considered das, and therefore that would not be an issue, and therefore that will be okay. So that's the game, let's say in the mirror, for example. Like, let's see, eat breakfast, and then, you eat, and you guys are both eating whatever in the mirror. They have like the drinks like outside the dining room. So you go out there, drink, and then come back in, and so yeah, that's.
There are the drinks behind.
What?
You could see, no? Where the drinks are?
So it depends. Depends if the door is open, door is closed, depending
on. You rub it again, though.
Right, so being that struggle, it's okay. Or you're going up to, you bring your coffee up to first Seder, right? There's no. So that's the same thing, being that something if it's something to ruggle to do. If you're not ruggle, then it's fine, maybe you're shy, right? But it's even in the house. House for sure you ruggle, right? The question is yeshiva. Come in the dining room is all finished, right? That's a ragel. But if you are ragel, then which will be okay. Okay, so what's clear is one room is okay. Room to room, ragel, das works. One house is either seeing or das works. Ragel also works. House to house, like different houses, that also, that for sure is considered a shini makim. Okay, yeah. Or if you go to Shus Rabin, go to Mishus, that's considered Shus Rabin, that's all Klar Rate. Now it gets a little more debatable. It seems to be a bit quach about a porch. How do we get a porch? Is that considered like, it says it's under one gag. Like, if it's under one gag, so they say, like, maybe there are some places, I think maybe they say that it's not one gag. So once it's not one gag, so then maybe. That well, the kibshut to the pashas of David is that the porch definitely would be. I think the same pashas of Yashu, but definitely our siachas to the porch is just like another chilek of the room.
Even if you could get, even if there's an exit to Rishas Rabbah from the porch, meaning the only way out is not coming back in the house.
How'd you get out? You get out, we can't get in?
No, meaning you have a marpeset off your living room, and if you want to go out of the building, you can't jump off the marpeset. You have to go back in. That's the usual marpeset.
Therefore what? Therefore, you're saying that there should be one?
That would be like you're saying. I'm saying, what about if he lives on the ground floor, and he has a marpeset, but there's also a door that he can leave from there? That would also be considered...
I think it's a private entrance? Yeah.
Yeah, his own.
I think so. The same thing with the backyard. So you bring that from somebody that's like a place comes saying like, oh, that's like a different Nagagecha, that's a different Roshas. Kibshute, if it's one Bailas and we're not down there as like a Shri Malkim. It's all like a Zabba Malkim. It's all the same Shimosh, the same Bailas. And I would think Kibshute that would not be an issue.
And it's
Cheder
Echad or
Cheder Lecheder? It's Cheder Lecheder. How does Cheder Lecheder? That's Ragal, Bitali, and that. Now, what gets a little debatable is what about the Nidus Machalik Zayashim Zaman? What about the Chidim Adjagot, the hallway? So Riyashu said that it's Shini Makan because it's now one Bailas. It's yours, and this is a Shutfis, so therefore that would yes be a problem, and therefore we say Shini Makan. Shini Zaman said that no, I own it just because it's on the Shutfis, but Lameisa being that. I think that's also my rishus. See how that would not be considered a issue. So this comes up very often, right? You go out to electricity blows. You go out to the electricity box outside. You go out for a second. There are people have a minute to put the garbage in the hallway, right? Because they don't want to smell it.
They leave it for a few minutes, yeah.
Yeah, the Israelis go crazy.
If you do that.
The Americans do that. Like, well, they don't want to smell the house if it's outside in the hallway. Very nice. Yeah, I'm like, a couple of minutes. Leave me house a couple of minutes. Like, wow. Yeah. And the mom's complaining about that. Like, that's an example of like... But Kopanim, yeah, I don't know. I don't think Kibshute it's a Shini Malkum.
It is or is not?
I think it is, yes. I'm saying. It's Machalik is still alone, but yeah. Fine. Now,
and in the middle, he would have to make another bracha, right? So basically, we're not choshes for a Moshe.
Clear. Saying, yeah. Right, there's more of a side over here not to do it because it's like Shmuzame, all that wouldn't be Shini Malkim and Yasar Ramesha. But if you did it, I would make another bracha or pater, one of the two. Okay, now this is all when you're inside. If you're outside, so Sif or Sif Gimel, if you're in a Gan, so he says that if you're in a place which is, unless you're in the zoo and you're like eating, right, or in a park, so you go to Gan, Gan Sack or something. So if it's an open area, we are Mechitzis, so if you can't see the place where you are, then that'll be considered a Shini Malkim. If it's Mukav for the Alam Mechitzas, so then. If it's Mukav for the Alam Mechitzas, so then even if you can't see the place, called when you're in the Mechitzas, that'll be considered all one Shas. As I said before, I think if a person goes to a park. What?
The Shadow by Rez Mekoyma, it's that you can see the place you made the bracha, you can see the room where you made the bracha.
That's a big suffix in that, right? Because should do make the room.
Make on the room. If you can see the room where you made the bracha.
Should do make it, yeah, because the bracha is chal on the chedah. It's a suffix, but the chedah make it with that. One because of Shani Malkim, very negate sukkahs. So if your sukkah, on your porch, you're good. If your sukkah is upstairs on the roof, or your sukkah is downstairs in the parking lot, so you're always doing Shini Malkim, back and forth. Right, Kiddush is a big issue, right? You make Kiddush and go out. So that would be considered a Shini Malkim machine. And yeah, there'd be a lot of brachas issues in that situation. Now, in terms of what foods, we'll go to what foods, then we'll go to... when you do a Shini, in terms of what bracha you make, so Chalik's going to have Ramah. The Ramah holds that it's a Gemara Suda. Shini Malkim, and therefore you have to bench, Bracha Shena, Bracha Chayna, and succeed the Gemara Suda. The Ramah holds that it's only called Bracha Shena, Bracha Chayna, it's not Gemara Suda. It's Hefzik Bracha. It says it's Gemara Suda, you move the bench, or it's just Hefzik Bracha. So the Psak Ramah is you only make Bracha Shena, Machabah to make Bracha Shena, Bracha Chayna. Mishmur does recommend that if somebody's going out for a very long time, we recommend to Taka Yes finish the Suda and call it a day. And one should go, make a big hefsek, should go out on a bench. Now, in terms of which foods have a hefsek, which foods don't have a hefsek, so Everyone agrees Adama, Shahakol, the Shini Makam, all those cases. Everyone agrees that Moitzi, there is no Shini Makam, because it's Suda, and you have to come back and it's Dabra Tan Brahma Krema. Therefore, by Moitzi, there's not going to be a Shini Makam if you come back. I mean, the Ramah's world, though. I'm sorry, the Ramah's world. Yeah, I'm in the Ramah.
Yeah,
I'm in the Ramah's world. Okay. Saying the Ramah's world. That you, do you have to make another bracha or not? If you leave, right? I said before, so. Within the other case, the sukkah or the case, we got a phone call. So Adama and Shahakol, definitely yes. Hamitzi, definitely not. The two cases which are Shani B'machlekes, Mzainis and not Rice, we're talking about Mzainis and Yait. What's the shah? These things are ton brachim and kaimam, so if we have to say, it says when you have mechayev to go back to the place, it could be that's not called Shani Makim. I was going to shut me back over here. When I'm sack, is that a Shani Makim? So, how do we pass? Can we have a Yasim Shizmin Tan Bracha? Achrayam? Achrayam? We should have a Dagger and we should have a Bass. Three Shitas. Not so helpful. Which verse says that. Over here, Mishavura. Mam Gemal. So, what Achrayam say? The Chila, you should always be Machimer, then not to do Shani Makim. Megal Mazinus and Zayminim.
What in Zayminim?
Mazinus. The Chiyach Melvach Bekayim Mam Zayminim should make a bracha. Chayin Shni Makim. The Chiyach should always be Machmer not to do Shni Makim, make a bracha before you go.
Negeyam.
The Chachila, yes, not to do it. Negeyam is a perm. You're going like hopping, you know, running around to people's houses, and yeah, you're drinking wine. So the Chachila is really, you know, that's the issue. Then he says that the Maisa b'di'evid, if you did it, first second Mishnah was the Yomek Bracha, the Safak Bracha, so it means the going is Machria, that's Emsoi Se'ikar, therefore Paris, you'd have to make a Bracha. Paris and Yain, you have to make a Bracha, you have to make a Bracha, Mishnah Mizanis, you have to make a Bracha. So, because they're Kipshutei, I would say Safar Brachas. I don't think we're going like the Gain. Kipshutei would say that Safar Brachas, you would not make a bracha, but you definitely should not do it because definitely it's, you know, it's very shtanker machalikas.
This is in which case?
Zayminim and Mezainis, not the Dushani Makam.
Mezainis doesn't have the same din as Pas?
That's the Tushitas, right? In the Dafka Pas of Avad. Oh, I didn't by Mizainis. So the Mishnah says, "Lachachila yishmi machmer," and
if someone's in the middle of like a pasta, they shouldn't go outside.
Pasta for sure. That's not.
I tell him, you want to make a new bracha if you went outside and came back during pasta.
Right. I mean, lachachila you shouldn't go outside. Yeah, definitely you shouldn't go outside.
It's not like a bracha, like one. Yeah, it's not a bracha shein tzuricha. You're gonna make an like you're literally gonna take out the garbage. Your wife wants to take out now. You make an almechin. You come back, you start again. In the middle of cookie.
What do you say?
During second seder, you're in the middle of a mezuna snack. You should start again when you come back. You make a bracha achrin, you're going out for 1 minute.
Lechachila, but lechachila. The question is, are you going to use some of the eitzes? Let's go through some of the eitzes in terms of when we're not considering your makam. So there are 4.5 cases, like what you say, which we're not considering today, shini makam. Case number one is, I mean, we're 4.5 for Moshe, going back to that, we don't really pass like that, if you're going for a second. Case number two is, Hamaitzi, okay, that's what you said, we have a Krius. Mechaber brings down a case, the Gemara brings down a case, Mixas Chaveim, you have people, Mixas Chaveim, that's like Siddur Shini Makam. What does Mixas Chaveim mean? The Lamed Mixas Chaveim is that, being that you have to, they're waiting, you're eating a Suda, and they're waiting for you to come back, and you left them, and they're waiting for you. So therefore, since you're back, we have to come back, so we don't see it as like a hefsek from this makam. So if you move a meal and you leave mixes chaveim, so then you're going to have to go ahead and make a bracha. And a mixes chaveim has to be the one who's that they're waiting for. You know, so they're just going to, you know, if you just go out, they're not waiting for you, and they're just going to leave. That's like a mixes chaveim. And as, let's say, the shul makes a lava malka, and you, like, go out. So it's not going to mixes chaveim, because, you know, I mean, maybe it was me, maybe it's Chavim, because if I wait, maybe they sometimes with me, sometimes they don't. But they suffer, Kakapanam. But if you guys don't think they wait for you, right? So it's not going to be Chavim. Chavim means that they're waiting for you in town, they're waiting for you, they're not going to, you know, disband this without you. And that's going to be together with Chavim. They're just going to go on their merry way, and now we're not become Chavim. We once had a shana in a business meeting with a guy. Is that called Mitzvah Chaver?
Depends how important canal, no?
Yeah, if the Gaim are waiting for you, so then yeah, why not? So, if the Gaim are, then. Chance of cut and chavches, davka keshach kzayis. If you eat a kzayis,
this is going back to pass, right?
Yeah, it's going past. Yeah, sorry. Now, which you say pass? We have to mention that pass. Davka eat a kzayis. If you pachas and kzayis pass, kaim shiyetz as in a piris. So we have to mention that that which we said when you're going from places to place by pass is davka. If you have a kzayis, you don't have a kzayis, then. If you less than exiles, then it would not be considered that you had passed. Fine. Now the case is very negay is hochay drachem. So it's brought down that the whole word of shini makam is avikvias as mashana the makam. I was never kevea, and I was just hochay drachem. So that's not considered a shini makam, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Therefore, a person who's like on the go, he's traveling, or he's not kevea. Like let's say you're running out to the mir bus. So like you just grab a coffee, like you take a sip and you go out to the bus. So you never kaveh in your house. You're just like on your way out. You're never kaveh there. Therefore that's like siddur shini makam. You go to a store like next to the mirror, right? You buy a drink. And like you just take a sip and you walk. Let's say you do a chil b'shak, right? Or you hold the mirror, it's not a shak, it's the yeshiva. Okay, whatever it is. Because you eat in the street and you go into the base matters, that's not shini makam because you never kaveh anywhere.
If you never buy a coffee in the case of the Rav said that he's in his house, doesn't the Mishnah say that will still be a problem?
No. If I sit down, I mean to sit down.
No, even if he's mamish on the go, he has a hat and jacket, he's in the confines of his house, the walls of his house, isn't it mamish on the Mishnah that
it will be a problem?
Because he says by Paris, the only things he says by Paris, by Shako and Marina Fudges, is that he's outside. If he's inside, then he doesn't speak more about it.
Seeing Chayodim? I think Rav Moshe says that it's only if you start. If you don't start, then it's...
No, Moshe is clear. If you start, but if you're not
kibbeh. If you're not sitting.
If you're not sitting, yeah, that's called whatever.
Because Rav Moshe didn't see, but the Mishnah Berurah is not like that.
Which...
There, in the Chayodim. It gets wide.
In the store, like you sit down, you want to drink a little bit, eat a little bit, and then you finish up, and then you go. So that's not called chidrach. And the whole lumdus is you have a kvias. If you have, if you never had a kvias, then it's not going to be a shini makam. Now, I still have a shayla to me. Let's say you're chidrachim, and then now you get the kvias. Do you need another bracha?
Sounds like not. There's no reason why.
What do you say?
I missed the case.
I'm a chidrachim, and then I get to my house, and I'm sitting down. As well, the whole outside is my place. So if wherever I go, I'm good. But now, once I went inside, so now it's mashana my place. Or if there's no, I'm never a kvia, so it's a little bad.
Mishabura is mashma like the second way.
I think it's much the second way. But I think it's much the second way. That's not considered a kvia. Another shayla, if you're in a car. So you're driving. Then you're eating in the car, and then you go out. Is that a shini makam or not a shini makam?
With the not a roitz makam.
How you say?
It's a shini makam.
How you say?
It's a shini makam.
How you say?
I would assume not. I think the Magen Avraham maybe talks about it, about the wagon, that gala. If he goes, or the, I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah brings it down or the Magen Avraham, but he's mesupik.
It's a kvias, a shini makam? Kvias or shini makam?
No, not going to get kvias, going to get shini makam, I thought. I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah brings it.
What do you say?
I don't know if I saw it in the Mishnah Berurah or in the Shulchan Aruch, but I think one of the Achrayim mentioned about Agala.
But now Rav Yashiv said that it's not a kfias. You go from the car to outside would not be an issue, but yeah, I think Kipshuta. I think the Sipshim Yashiv is going to be okay. There's one last. Kula, but again, these things is that Ramesh is a chiv, I think it's based on Zayin discussing, it's a chayadim basically, eating the whole time, that already, eating all the time, like have a candy and you're sucking it. So like the bracha was never mafkia, if you're eating the whole time, it's not mafsikit. Ramesh has a tzad to say, even if you're like eating like an apple, and you're like, if you only took like diva, boom, 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 you're popping the potato chips or the pitzuchim, like one after another one. So he's not to say maybe, wouldn't need a bracha, and he says, better to be mafsik. he's more needed to go ahead and his tears. I think it's better to be mafsik in that case. But if he wouldn't, you know, it's more needed to say that.
Even in the Chayadim's case, though, no? That you should take it out, the candy. If you started inside, he says you should take it out, no?
That what?
Meaning, even in the candy case, when you put a candy in your mouth, if you started the kavis, he says you should take it out, no?
I think he says not. Well, he says that even in the Chayadim, he says that? Let's double check it again.